Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nicole batters Florida.
It was crazy. Just water pouring in.
Finalizing the count.
Mail ballots are a very time-intensive process.
Thanksgiving inflation.
Turkey prices are flying high.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Crashing ashore before dawn along Florida's east coast, Hurricane Nicole. CBS's Elise Preston reports it was a Category 1 when it hit just south of Vero Beach and quickly weakened to a tropical storm.
Packing 75-mile-per-hour winds, dangerous storm surge, and flash flooding.
It was like Niagara Falls.
Florida's eroding coastline took yet another battering, with some homes falling into the ocean as the storm's outer bands produce choppy surf.
There's definitely more surge than we normally see.
We met Teddy Miller outside his home in Martin County.
2 hours yesterday.
Where voluntary evacuations were underway Wednesday.
Unfortunately, being that we just went through this like 4 weeks ago, we're kind of somewhat prepared.
Florida is still recovering, just weeks removed from Hurricane Ian's landfall.
WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says the storm will be a factor along the eastern seaboard for the rest of the week.
Tropical downpours and strong gusty winds will remain intact at least on up through New York City into Saturday morning hours.
2 days after Election Day, control of the U.S. Senate hinges on three races that are still to be determined, and the House is leaning Republican, with 25 contests still too close to project. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
President Biden praised his party's performance in the midterm elections and said he wouldn't change a thing in his approach to governing, despite Republicans picking up seats.
I'm prepared to work with my Republican colleagues. The American people have made clear, I think, that they expect Republicans to be prepared to work with me as well.
The GOP still needs to win two of the three razor-thin Senate races in Arizona, Nevada, or Georgia to take control of the Senate.
Hang in there a little bit longer.
Georgia Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker is returning to the campaign trail today with a bus tour and rally ahead of a post-Thanksgiving runoff against Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. Even with control of the House still undecided, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy officially launched his bid for Speaker, telling colleagues they'll have what they need to go toe-to-toe with the executive branch.
Our work begins now. Let's get America back on track.
The president and McCarthy spoke by phone late Wednesday. Mr. Biden says he doesn't believe Americans want the GOP to launch investigations into the business dealings of his son, Hunter Biden.
I think the American people will look at all of that for what it is. It's just almost comedy.
Now to Ukraine, where the Russian military is reported to have begun a troop pullout from the southern city of Kherson. CBS's Chris Livesay reports it's seen as a big setback for Vladimir Putin.
Backed by billions in U.S. and international aid, Ukraine is now moving in, but with extreme caution. It could, after all, be a trap, as Ukrainian President Zelensky suggests. The enemy, he says, does not hand out gifts. But the enemy has suffered astonishing losses, thanks in large part to a steady flow of American firepower.
We'll get the latest inflation report from the government this morning. Experts forecast the October numbers will show consumer prices up 8% from a year ago. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from today. Just about everything on the table will cost more than it did last year. And as CBS's Janet Shamlian tells us, that includes the main course, turkey.
These are the last of more than 6,000 turkeys Kyle Becker raised on his rural Indiana farm this year.
So these are broad-breasted white.
Even though he's now charging more for these pasture-raised birds, his earnings will be half of last year.
Feed is up, labor's up, processing.
The average price of a whole frozen bird is $2.45 a pound, 70 cents higher per pound than in 2021. A combination of inflation and bird flu, which wiped out more than 7 million turkeys nationwide.
Turkey production's down about 5% this year.
Grocers still offer bargain birds to get shoppers in the door. But other essentials are up. Eggs more than 30% from last year. and baked goods like pumpkin pie, more than 20%. How to save if you're willing to wait until the last minute.
Last year, day before Thanksgiving, there were some pretty good deals.
Janet Shamley in CBS News, Moreland, Indiana.
A Maryland woman has been sentenced to nearly 22 years in prison, her husband more than 19 years, for a plot to sell American nuclear submarine secrets. Prosecutors say Diana and Jonathan Tebbe tried to sell secrets to a foreign government for $100,000 in cryptocurrency. Overseas, public transit workers are on strike in London and Paris.
There were more than 250 miles of traffic jams around the French capital during morning rush hour as metro and commuter rail lines stopped or reduced service. Once rush hour passed, there were just a few lines running and two out of three buses. The strikers want better pay and working conditions, complaining driver-only buses especially leave them vulnerable on late-night routes. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
The possibility of a rail strike in this country has been pushed back to early next month. Railroads are getting more time to negotiate with two unions that rejected a tentative deal. New crash test results are in on top small cars.
The Mazda 3 did best in the upgraded test that better simulates a real-world crash. But Institute President David Harkey says the results overall were better than expected.
Of the 11 vehicles, two got good ratings, five got acceptable ratings, but we then have four vehicles that did not do so well.
Including the Kia Forte and Subaru Crosstrek and Impreza, both the sedan and the wagon. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Artwork from the collection owned by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen sold for $1.5 billion in New York, the biggest sale in auction history. Entertainer of the Year, the big prize at the CMAs.
Luke Combs!
Combs took the top prize on ABC.
This is my fifth or sixth year being at this award show, and country sounded more country than it has in a long time tonight.
Alan Jackson accepted a Lifetime Achievement Award.
I'm still living that honky-tonk dream, y'all.
Carrie Underwood, Reba McEntire, and Miranda Lambert paid tribute to the late Loretta Lynn.
Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter.
The late Jerry Lee Lewis honored as well. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News. On a hill.
Outside St. Louis, a new report on contamination that closed a school last month.
A private company said it found 22 times the expected level of radioactive isotope lead-210 in the kindergarten playground, as well as higher levels of other materials inside of the Jana Elementary School building. So the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers teams headed to Florissant to conduct tests. Colonel Kevin Golenhorst with the Army Corps of Engineers.
The preliminary results have shown there is not elevated level of contamination in and around the school.
Colonel Golenhorst says nearly 1,000 samples were taken, and a public event will be held November 16th to discuss the findings with the community. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Another day, another story about the upheaval at Twitter. Thousands of workers were let go last week, and now Bloomberg reports the people who still have jobs there have been told remote work is over. All employees have to be in the office at least 40 hours a week. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.